Heavyweight host Jonathan Goldstein.
Producer Kalila Holt.
Yeah.
I have what some people are referring to around the water cooler here at Gimlet Media as possibly the most Canadian story ever told.
I don't know who you're talking to around the water cooler. The office isn't even open.
It's a metaphor.
Oh, okay. So these are just imaginary people.
You know what? I'm surprised to hear this. I never knew that you were such a literalist. I'm taking a flight of fancy. Will you join me?
Sure. Tray table's up.
You know, we receive a lot of emails.
Yes.
People reach out and they want help with problems that they have. And recently we got this email that was so random and obscure that normally I'd be like, there's nothing I could do to help.
Mm-hmm.
But just by complete coincidence, I know the one person who could actually help this guy.
Mm.
And I am talking about my friend James.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I had to do was call up James and ask for a favor.
Hi.
And we will get to that story right after the break. Psych.
Hey y'all, Marcy Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello.
Oh, I hear you.
Wait 1 second.
Look at that.
I suppose you're wondering why I've invited you to this conversation.
I was wondering if it's going to be like some sort of intervention, but I'm assuming not.
No, so I receive emails to the show where people are looking for help.
Yes.
The thing that I am looking for from you is a connection that you have.
I hope it's not Drake, because I don't know how to get in touch with him.
I knew you were going to think it was Drake, and that was part of my strategy, because then when you'd hear that it wasn't Drake, you'd be ready to give me anything. All right, since we're bringing up Drake, why don't you go ahead and explain your connection to Drake?
Oh, yeah. So I worked on a TV show called Degrassi, The Next Generation, where he started out.
He's a child actor, right? Canadian child actor.
Canadian child actor. And he did the first rep that he did on camera anyways, is one that I wrote. It's very bad. It was just a few lines.
Do you remember? Can you spit some rhymes?
I can, but I won't.
Oh, come on.
No.
How about one line? One line. You don't even have to rap it. You could just speak it like poetry.
It'd be so embarrassing.
One line.
Really, trust me.
One line which you speak in a non-rapping cadence.
So why'd you have to go? Oh, okay, yes. Now you've got me looking it up. I typed in Drake, and the first thing I got was Drake and Kanye beef. They do have beef, apparently. Here it is, Degrassi, Jimmy, and Spinner's rap.
It's on YouTube?
Oh, very much so, yes.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, my goodness, this is so embarrassing. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Share.
Here we go.
Oh, this isn't it. Hold on.
We're not forgetting it. Is this, if Ashley wants a war, yeah. Well, we have the ammo, my friend. We have the ammo.
All right.
Hit it, Brooks.
A homie is a player, and that is all. So why'd you have to go and kick his ball? And Chain, ain't that your name? Because you a player hater, and that's a shame. Yeah!
Why did you make me do that? Why did you?
Oh, it's great. So no, I'm not asking. I wouldn't ask you to reach out to Drake.
It probably wouldn't work.
But yeah. I was going to say it's a smaller ask, but in a way, he might be bigger than Drake. At one time, let's say he was bigger than Drake.
Is this Kevin Smith? Because
he doesn't
even know my name.
No, we won't even get into the Kevin Smith. No, this is someone who knows your name.
I have no idea who this could be.
All right, why don't I read you the email that I received, and as I read it, it might dawn on you.
Okay.
So it's from a guy named Adam Enright. I've had a problem for many years, and it's the fact that people don't believe I met Fidel Castro. And then he goes on to say that Castro was in Montreal for Pierre Elliott Trudeau's funeral, and he saw him in Old Montreal with former Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin.
I think I know where this is going.
Okay, well, let me get there. Here we go. Let's see if you're right. So at a certain point, Paul Martin exited a restaurant, and a few minutes later, so did Castro. Who got into a limousine with no bodyguards. And it all happened too quickly for Adam to snap a picture with a camera or to, you know, try to shake his hand. So he just, he ended up just saying, shouting out, Viva la Revolucion. but he describes this stunning moment where he felt just frozen in time. But then in the days and years afterwards, nobody he tells the story to believes him. So Adam is turning to me to somehow prove that he met Fidel Castro. So now you know why.
Yes.
So now you know why I'm getting in touch with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, former Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin.
I know him very tangentially. No, he would just know me as one of his son's friends.
Your friend Jamie. You are friends, actual friends, with the son of a prime minister.
Yeah.
For our American listeners, a prime minister is like the Canadian president.
He is indeed, yes.
So, if I could get to Paul Martin and ask if he had dinner with Fidel Castro on the day of Trudeau's funeral, that would basically come about as close as anything else to proving that Adam had indeed seen Castro that day, right?
I think so. I can't get much better than that. You could basically place him there.
So how would you feel about calling up Jamie and asking if he could ask his dad?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's do it.
So here we go. All right. You all set? Here we go.
I'm all set.
We're going to burn this bridge.
Hey, D-Man.
Hi, buddy. How's it going?
Doughboy, are you going to be CFC with us tomorrow night?
That Fidel Castro had dinner with your father, then that would go a ways to legitimize this guy's claim of having run into him.
The man is now 83 years old, but I can ask my dad and I can see what he remembers.
You're not bubbling together right now for COVID, are you? You're not all staying in the same residence or anything?
Actually, he's just downstairs.
Oh.
We are doing exactly that. We are bubbling together. We have been for 2 months.
So you could.
I can ask him in 20 seconds.
Yeah, like you could theoretically just walk downstairs with me on the phone and say, hey, okay. Dad, does this ring a bell?
I'm going downstairs. I'm going downstairs.
All right, great.
Let's see. Okay. Oh, hey, Dad. Do you remember after the funeral of Pierre Elliott Trudeau meeting up with Fidel Castro? Okay, more specific, Jonathan.
They would have had dinner at a restaurant in Old Montreal.
Do you remember having dinner in Old Montreal and Fidel Castro was there?
The only thing I remember about the truth. This is a friend of mine who's doing a podcast. This is not some kind of gotcha anything like this. Would you be willing to answer his questions about 25 years ago? You can talk to the man himself.
Sure.
Here it is.
Hello, Mr. Martin. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for talking to me. This is such a strange request. I don't know if Jamie explained to you the podcast that I do. Okay. I do this podcast where people write into me with some, you know, question or curiosity. Do you have any memory of having had dinner with Fidel Castro?
The only thing I can remember about the Trudeau funeral was I remember Justin speaking over the coffin in the church.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can remember. I can't remember really what I did before.
Huh.
And I have no idea where I ate or what I did. Now, here's the problem. Jamie will tell you this. There are a lot of things that I might have done 25 years ago that I just don't remember that I might have done.
Do you think that it's just that, you know, you've met so many important people over your life that Fidel Castro doesn't stand out, or?
It's conceivable that if I had met Fidel Castro, that I would not remember it, because you meet a lot of people. If on the other hand, if I had had supper with Fidel Castro, then there's at least a 50-50 chance I would remember it.
I wonder if you don't remember because it didn't happen, or you don't remember just because you just don't remember a lot of the stuff that happened so long ago.
Well, I suspect it. I don't remember because it didn't happen.
Huh.
I think if I would have had a one-on-one with Castro, I would remember that. I think if I'd been at a dinner where Castro was, listen, I hate to say it this way, but I've been at so many of those dinners where so many people of renown are that they don't stick.
Huh. Do the meetings with people of, you know, renown, like famous politicians and such, do they have a longer shelf life than the memories, than the intimate memories, you know, memories of like your kids and stuff like that?
No, not at all. And I suspect that if you reflect on this conversation in 25 years from now, what you remember is the event, not in the significance of the event in terms of a historic thing, but as opposed to the people. So that, you know, if I met somebody at a rocket launch, it's conceivable I would remember the rocket launch, and I would not remember the people that were there.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, I do not remember meeting Fidel Castro.
Okay, that is good enough. I feel like I've traveled quite a ways to answer this guy's question. I made it all the way to you, and I promise you, in 25 years, I will remember our conversation.
Yeah, well, I promise you, in 25 years, I won't be here to confirm it, but.
Adam Enright?
Yes, this is Jonathan.
This is Jonathan Goldstein speaking.
That's incredible.
You recognized my voice.
Of course.
I'm so touched.
That's incredible. Holy man. I didn't think you were going to call. That's amazing.
You're not crying, are you?
I'm just about, yeah. Oh. Totally. I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. after receiving your email, I set to work on it.
Oh, really? Okay.
So on my end, okay, so what caught my eye in your email was you mentioned Prime Minister Paul Martin.
Yes.
And I have a friend who has a connection to Paul Martin. He's an old friend. I mean, this is a long way to go to tell you that I come bearing bad news. I wasn't able to verify it from Paul Martin.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's fully understandable. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. You know, maybe it was a guy that looked a lot like Castro. Who knows? Like, I haven't even told anyone for years about it, actually. Because, you know, you just get that sort of eye roll, you know, like, because it just doesn't come off right.
I'll tell you something else, actually. When I spoke to Paul Martin, one of the things that he said is that his memory of his kids, that is more vivid to him and more easily accessible than, you know, his memory of statesmen and famous people.
Right. That makes sense. You know, I did web design for a few years, and now I've gone back to working with seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And people will remember, you know, things that don't reflect in the history books, you know. People remember their, you know, husbands or wives and kids. And
do you have kids?
I've got a little son. Yeah. I do. Yeah. He's 9.
Have you ever told him this story about meeting Castro?
No.
But you'd think your son, right? Like your son would believe you, right?
Yeah, do you think? Definitely.
That's what kids are for. Oh, yeah. They're so naive. They're so believing.
Yeah, well, you know, I will tell him, yeah.
Will you have to explain to him who Castro is first?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, I will say that, you know, I believe you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you think that you're going to remember this conversation that we're having now, 25 years from now?
Yes!
This episode was produced by Stevie Lane, Kalila Holt, and me, Jonathan Goldstein. It was mixed by Catherine Anderson with music by Trabance, Blue Dot Sessions, and Bobby Lord. Heavyweight returns with a full new season on September 30th. We'll see you soon.